Blog Talk Radio.
And ready to roll then. Can you hear me on this mic, first off? I need to know right now. Oh, thank you. See, I'm back on my little computer, the one that I used only for shows.
Okay.
I'm back on that computer. It's actually staying on. It's been 2 weeks. I gave it a break. It had a good vacation, so I thought I'd try it and see. And it actually is staying on. Things came up like it was supposed to. And I'd cross your fingers, because at any time it could go, screw you, and off it flies. I mean, you know, that would not be good. So, because in order to bring this up on the other computer, I'm just not sure that would work. So I'm praying right now, honey. I am praying. I tell you that this thing just keeps working. This is all it has to do. I don't do anything else with this computer. This is all it has to do is run this show. So please be a good little baby computer and do what you're supposed to do, or I'll spank you. But I don't think that works with computers, but hey, it works with little kids, so I thought I'd try it. Anyway, we got stuff. We got good stuff. And y'all know about the Indian show band that we've been playing the last couple. I got more of them. In fact, I'm starting the show off with them.
Great.
And John found more. He found some later ones. He found, well, the first one he sent me, I think, is the same singer, the same band. But later, after that first singer croaked, I'm just full of nice phrases today, aren't I? Anyway, they changed the name of the band to the Apache Show Band. They changed the singer, and see, the first singer billed himself as Chief Flaming Star toward the end, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The singer in the Apache Show Band bills himself as Chief Rising Star.
Yeah, okay.
The same Indian outfit, the same kind of sound for their music. So it's the same band. It's just when they have changed, or maybe the singer was, because when a founding member, the only founding member, dies, it was always the rule back in the day. I think it still is. I'm not sure. I haven't asked anybody.
Sure.
But I'm going to say it anyway, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But when the founding member dies, they have to change their name, because it's actually a different band, because the original founding member is no longer there. And I think that may be, I'm not going to say it is, but that may be what happened. That's why they became the Apache Show Band instead of the Indian Show Band. You know what? Guys, that's my take on it anyway. I mean, you know, when I was around the music field back in '09, that's what happened. As long as you kept the original founding member, you could keep the same name and all that good junk. But if that original founding member left the band, you had to change the name of the band. That was the rule back then. It wasn't a law. Nobody made it a law. Nobody paid a fine if it didn't happen. But that was kind of the unwritten agreement back then. So anyway, we found some songs. Yes, and they're going to be on Tuesday's show. I didn't have room for them today. So that's how that one rolls. But we're going to have them on Tuesday. And I'm going to play the Indian Show Band songs that I didn't have time to play on Tuesday. So, now that would be cute to see, John. I want to see that. I want to see that. I am positive my mind took it completely different than how he said it, but that's just how it rolls, guys. That's just, I'm a different kind of a duck, and that's how it is. So there you go. Hey, yes, good line, Sue. I like that. Yeah, pull them on down. Let's check this out. He knew I was going to do that. He knew I was going to do that. He's probably rolling on the floor laughing right now. Be careful getting up, honey. Don't hurt yourself. Okay. I got to play some music before I really get myself in deep water. This is left over from Tuesday. It's the Indians doing Suspicious Minds. They did it. I could hear Elvis sing. So yeah, they did great. I like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad Mr. Personality died. But you know, I gotta watch this new guy and see if he has personality for stage as well, or if he just kind of hangs out there and is afraid. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out real fast. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, what comes next, everybody, is because this was an Elvis song. Well, yes, it is still an Elvis song. Anyway, here's Elvis' version of Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word?
Version was that last progression, that last downward progression, and the drum roll at the end, that's what they missed. Mm-hmm. Would have been perfect. Would have been perfect. But they missed that. Okay. That's all right. I mean, you know, they can't do it exact. They have to have something different of their own. So they
yeah.
needed the ending. But they could have done it better. Anyway, you know how I am about endings. They sucked at the ending. But that's okay. The song was great. So we can deal with that. We can deal with that. I'm used to dealing with that. Okay, here is one. We don't hear. Think ballroom dancing. Okay, this is not the waltz. Ballroom dancing, tango. I used to love to watch those competitions. It's like, oh my God, how do they think of those things? This is not simple, just go do the dance. They add all kinds of fancy stuff into it, and splits and throws and twirls and cartwheels, whatever else they can think of. It's amazing. And this video is the video of a ballroom dance for the tango. This is Joe Dolan, and John sent me this morning, so it's his fault. It's called the Blue Tango.
Just can't forget you, love.
That's the kind of music you tango to. So I have no idea how to tango. So I'm safe.
Well, we'll
anybody, anybody I happen to be with is safe from tangoing because I don't know how. So it's okay. Of course, I went to a Halloween party, didn't know how to jitterbug, and ended up dancing. So I guess not saying I don't know how doesn't count with some people. But with the tango,
yeah,
it better count or you end up on your tail. And I
yeah,
don't want to do that. That's embarrassing. Besides, it hurts So, okay. I'll just watch other people tango. That's my speed. That's my speed. Okay, back to the Indians.
The Indians and Chief Flaming Star,
Ravishing Ruby. And this is a leftover, but it's a good one.
You're very kind. Thank you. All right. This is one we have on record. Ravishing Ruby. She's been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child. Ravishing Ruby, believes anything you say, not just like her daddy said, he said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, days and nights to fill with the dream of a man called Smiling Jack. But that was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. You got it. Ravishing Ruby. Beautiful young girl now, Ravishing Ruby. She made a solemn vow while waiting on Smiling Jack. Now he'll come rolling back. She wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. The night to fill with a dream of a man called Smiling Jack, yeah. But that was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby, she ain't got time for guys like me and you. What do you say, son?
Oh, hey, that was an ending, too. Did you notice? We actually got an ending. It wasn't dramatic, but it was a definite ending. So that's okay. We like definite.
Makes you happy.
Yes, it does. Small things amuse small minds. What can I tell you? That's what my mama used to say. It was so funny. She probably still would if I was around for her to say it. She has to say it to somebody else now because I'm not there. But that's all right. There's plenty of other kids there to say it to. We're all
in
the same ilk.
I'll start sending her letters.
Okay. You know, honey, she would love it. She would love it. You start telling tales on me, she'd probably write you back and tell you more.
Okay.
Honey, you would love my mama. You would love my mama, and I know that she would love you too. So I'll share her if you want to. I will send you her address, and I will share her with you. And she, honey,
okay.
We have that kind of a family. It's
uh-huh.
just that kind of family. Somebody shows up and they want to be a part of things and they like either one or more people in our family. Like we bring in a boyfriend, girlfriend type of a thing. And,
uh-huh.
okay, that's fine. You're part of the family now. We're going to tease you. You can tease us back and everything will be fine. And if I don't like something you do, I'll hit you up alongside the head, you know. She doesn't really, but she says that. She doesn't actually do it.
Well, you're going to get it back.
But, honey, I will share my mama with you if you want to write to her, and she will probably write to you. So you just let me know for sure. Think about it, but let me know. Because I will give you her address if you want it.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
you will love my mama. You would love my mama. And I know that she loves you because she loves everybody. Okay, my mama is 86, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she's in love with the 60-year-old man that lives next door.
Awesome. That's great.
I love it. You know the best part? He loves her,
what?
Too. Isn't that cool?
Well, that's wonderful. Yes,
he loves
he
her, too. And he thinks she has a great-looking ass.
Oh, my gosh.
My mama told me that, and I just about split a gut laughing. It was so funny. And I'm just saying, hey, mama, you go for it, honey. You have some fun in your life, finally. It's your time. Do it. So they're having a great time as far as I know. So, yeah, I will send you her address, honey. She would absolutely love that.
Okay.
She really would. She would love it. She would love it. Okay. This is another one John sent me this morning, and it's I must have had too much coffee today or something because things are just flying through my brain like they need to stop. Anyway, Celtic Thunder. The male counterpart to Celtic Woman, which doesn't exist anymore. They call it something else now because all the singers have changed. But I don't know. But anyway, here is a 1950s and early 1960s, I think, called Young Love.
This space for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Will tell me that our love is real, and I can't feel that it's true. For we will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young
The band did that first. What's the matter, honey?
Do I have T-O-V? R-C.
Okay, she's busy doing something. We're going to mute her so she can do what she needs to do and take care of her business, and we don't have to hear it. I don't need to know her business. That's okay. All I got to do is ask, and I'll find out. But I won't. If she wants to tell me, she'll tell me. All right, this is a song I think I first heard a couple years ago. Came out 2-3 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. But anyway, it's awesome. It's really awesome. You need to listen to the words of this song. Don't just listen to the music and get a feel for it. And yes, it's nice. I like this. Listen to the words, because this lady is actually cuckoo. But, you know, nobody wants to say it, that kind of thing. Anyway, this is called Galway to Graceland.
Dressed in the dark, she whispered amen. She was pretty and pink, like a young girl again. 20 years married, she never thought twice. She stepped out the door and into the night. Silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee. To be with her sweetheart, she left everything. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She was humming Suspicion, the song she liked best. She had Elvis, I Love You, tattooed on her breast. She landed in Memphis, her heart beat so fast. She dreamed for so long to see him at last. She knelt by his graveside day after day, and come closing time, they would haul her away. To be with her sweetheart, she left everything. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. In the thousands they came from the whole human race to pay their respects to his last resting place. Anguish she knelt there and told him her dream. She thought that he'd answer, well, that's how it seemed. They hauled her away, it was handcuffed this time. She said, my dear man, are you out of your mind? Can't you see that we're married? I'm wearing his ring. I came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. Now she knelt there, the clouds parted, a divine light came down. She reached out her hand and cried, take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. Came from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
I told you that lady was nuts. My goodness. I mean, not the part about going to see his grave and sitting by his grave every day, all day long. That, you know, there's a lot of people that do that. That wasn't the part. But she left her husband in Scotland just to go to Tennessee, just to do that. And he wasn't even really there. She sat by his grave. And then they had to cart her away every day. And they finally carted her away in handcuffs. And she goes, "Are you crazy? Look at my ring. We're married." Oh, boy. Like, that's never happened before? Uh-huh. I told you the lady was a cream puff inside her mind. She's gone. She's just gone. Anyway, we don't know what happened to her after that. Maybe they sent her home to Scotland. Who knows? Who knows? We'll never know unless somebody writes a sequel. Please don't. Anyway, I like that song, though. I mean, that has... Stop and think about it. The depth of feeling that woman had, whether she was crazy or not, makes no never mind. The depth of feeling she had for Elvis to do what she did. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. You know, nuts or not nuts. I mean, that was something big time to do. Bet she made the papers. Anyway, here is another one from John. Christina George singing Lion in the Winter.
Like a lion in the winter, I can hear the summer call. Like a ship out on the ocean, made of stone. And sometimes when I get lonely, I can swear I hear your voice. Oh, the nights are cold, you don't keep me warm. Sometimes I do grow weary, and sometimes I do feel old, and sometimes I wonder if you think of me. And when I first saw you, I first loved you, with the song that I sang to the fire in your eyes. Out on the ocean, made of stone. And sometimes when I get lonely, I can swear I hear your voice. All the nights are cold, you don't keep me warm. And when I first saw you, I first loved you. Somebody told you that it couldn't be easy, and you carried carries that line for the devil to see.
Okay. That's a good song, actually. We've just not heard it before. That doesn't mean it's not a good song, because it is. Hey, guess what? Happy birthday, Victoria! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I won't sing the alternate words, because that's not nice. But happy birthday, Victoria. And here you go, honey.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
Enjoy.
Hello.
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 Oh, no. I'm just sitting here waiting, wondering what the heck is going on at your house.
Oh well, I've had the drugstore call and then I had to call my doctor's office back. I got off the phone though, so you couldn't hear me.
That's true. That's true.
But
I had you muted anyway, so you're okay.
I'm good. Good. Okay.
You're okay. It's fine.
Everything's
fine. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hey, let's play this one simply because I haven't played it hardly at all. Elvis doing Blue River, take one and two.
Blue River. It can't be found on any map, but I know. It's from the...
307, take one.
Blue River. Hold it. What down on? Hold it.
Oh. Yeah.
Da 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 da. Excuse me just a second. It's not a complete break or something. Ba ba ba. Right. Blue River, it can be found on any map that I know, but it's a place where lonely lovers all go to cry their tears. Blue River, it winds along a path of heartache and pain. I've broken dreams of loving someone in vain, the way that I love you, and baby I still do. I held you so tight, you were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low, but I gotta go Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you. By the river of blue. Oh yeah. I hugged you so tight. You were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low. Well, I gotta go, Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be. Right over you, by the River of Blue.
That was fast. Okay. Well, we caught it. We caught it. Almost. Sometimes, maybe. Okay. What are we doing here? Yes, this is what we're doing. You know, John sent me a lot of really cool stuff this morning. And it's a lot of it is stuff I hadn't heard before. So this is really awesome. I am having fun. Okay. Here is, it's three kids. Okay. It's three kids. They're different heights. That doesn't mean they're different ages. It's really hard to tell. I'd say between 10 and 12, something like that. But their voices are much older than that. These kids are good. These kids are really good. They're called We Amigos. Now, we as in W-E-E, little, bitty, We Amigos, small friends, okay? And the song is Say You Love Me.
For you to say you love me, say you love me. I long for the day you take my hand.
feeding little kids, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I think they did pretty good. And you watch the video and you think, oh, okay, kids, this is good. Kids are good, and this could be really good. And then you hear them and you go, wait a minute, how old are these kids? Because their voices are a lot older than they look. I tell you, the oldest one looks to be maybe 14, and the rest of them, of course, they're amigos, so they're friends, but they kind of look like they're brothers, so it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. I'm thinking there might be a 2 to 3 year age spread, but oh my gosh, if they keep on going, they're going to do stuff. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Depends on who they got behind them. If it's mama, they'll do something. Mamas are like that. Yes, they are. Okay, back to the Indians. Back to the Indians. And this is one that I used to hear when I was a kid. And, oh my gosh, who was it? It's Running Bear. Is it Bobby Bear? Anyway, Running Bear. B-E-A-R.
Do it for me.
Job. They really do. And that was originally done by Johnny Preston. See, even I got that wrong. Johnny Preston.
Hmm.
I wish I could remember that. Anyway, I can always look it up, right? That's what I do all the time. Thank goodness somebody invented these computerized phones. You know, I think I would be lost without mine now. I've gotten so used to just looking things up on Google, you know. Oh, Google it. I don't know. Google it. It's all right. Google it.
Yeah, right. We
it
would
works.
Be lost.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. You leave home and 5 minutes later you found out you forgot your phone on the coffee table. It's like, oh, got to go home and get it. Nope, can't go to town without it. I got to go home and get it. Not that I ever use it when I'm in town, especially in Walmart. They build those Walmarts to cancel out phone signals, I think, except around front by the big windows and the doors. If you get into the back of the store, you got no signal. You ain't talking to nobody for nothing. It's very frustrating, but I've gotten used to it, I guess. Oh, well. Anyway, let's go with Marty Robbins. Now, this is one that John sent me last Thursday, and I had it, but you know what? I got it so far as into my computer, forgot to put it in the show studio. So that was my fault. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. But here it is, Marty Robbins with Cowboy in the Continental Suit.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. 1,000 bucks went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough wrong buster in a continental suit.
You got to coax these computers sometimes. All right. We're getting a lot of stuff played. I'm having a great time, guys. I hope you're having fun hearing all this music because it's fantastic. And except for the happy birthday, it's been songs that John has sent me. So have a great time because this is good. All right. Now we've got Paul Anka. You guys remember Paul Anka, don't you? I mean, he's from Alt 9, but I think you should remember him. Anyway, this is Paul Anka doing My Hometown.
I took a little trip to my hometown. I only stopped just to look around. And as I walked along the thoroughfare, there was music playing everywhere. The music came from within my heart. How did it happen? How did it start? I only know that I fell in love. I guess the answer lies up above.
Oh, what a feeling. My heart was reeling. The bells were ringing. The birds were singing.
Till the break of dawn, I hear a birdie up in a tree. I hear him sing this melody, and so he sings, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
Thank you very much.
Okay. Was that an accordion I heard? Please tell me I didn't hear an accordion. Did I hear an accordion? Oh,
I didn't hear one.
What was that? Well, he might have adjusted the sound on his keyboard.
Huh.
But oh my lord!
I don't know. I have another happening on my end. That was not me.
Well, okay then. But I swear that sounded like an. But like I say, he could have had one of those keyboards that you can adjust the sound on, and he could have made it sound like an accordion without it being an accordion. But it was still a weird sound for that song.
As he says, I'm innocent of all charges.
Yeah. Nope. He did it. He did it. We know he did it. Okay.
He probably did. Blame it on me.
Yeah. No, it's Carl Perkins' fault. Don't you guys remember? It's Carl Perkins' fault. Everything's Carl's fault. Okay? We gotta keep that where it belongs here. You know, he's right out in front saying, blame me, you know, so. Oh, boy. I gotta lay off the coffee for the rest of the day.
You are wound up today. You are wound up.
Wow. Oh, well, I didn't sleep very well last night. So when I got up, let's see, John started sending me music. What was it, 7:15, 7:30, something? Anyway, after we got done sending music, I got up and made a pot of coffee. That pot's almost gone now, and it's a 12-cup pot of coffee. So, yeah. That's like taking 10 caffeine pills. Oh, mama, help me. Anyway, there you go. That's where I'm at right about now. So it's time to start guzzling water. And I can't do fruit juice, too much sugar. But anyway, I can flavor some water and start. I can put peppermint or something in the water. Oh, boy. Going to do something or I'm not sleeping again tonight if I don't do something. Oh, well, sleep is overrated. Who needs it? Good grief. You know, that's what my grandma used to say. Grandma was a farm wife, okay? Clear up until my grandpa's health forced him to retire just about a year before he died, okay? And it was always, you're up at sunrise or before sunrise. I mean, when sunrise happened at 4 a.m., you were up at 3, okay, because you had to feed everybody. She had the crew to feed lunch.
Yeah.
And dinner. Okay, well, dinner and supper, as they called it, dinner and supper. They took care of their own breakfast, all right, but the crew came in. So Grandma was up from the time they got up to go out. Grandpa had his coffee and his eggs and toast to go out. And she was out in the kitchen making pots and pots and pots of coffee and getting lunch ready and doing all that stuff. And then she would sit at night after she cleaned up the kitchen, and then we'd sit and watch TV for a bit when I was there. And, you know, along about 11 o'clock, I look at her and I say, Grams, don't you think you should try and get some sleep? 3 a.m. comes awful early. And she looks at me and she kind of grins and she says, oh, sleep is overrated. I can sleep when I die. Okay, that's fine then. If you can function, I'm just going to let you go. But see, she's always done that her whole life. When she was a young mother, she worked for a logging camp.
Wow.
The whole crew cooking 3 meals a day for a logging crew. So, and she had 3 kids to take care of at the same time. So, she's always just worked her little tail off when she was here. And I don't think Grandma in her whole life ever actually relaxed. Not really.
There's a lot of people like that. It's nonstop.
I have been accused of being my grandmother's granddaughter. And that's all I'm going to say. I really do think that's why I don't sleep very well, because I'm her granddaughter, and she thought sleep was a waste of time. So much better things to do.
Yours should be all that coffee. Wow, you drink a lot of coffee.
I do. I drink about a pot of coffee a day, and it's a 12-cup pot. So, oh, well, it's what you're used to, you know. The thing is, in the summertime especially, I can go 2 or 3 days without any coffee, and it doesn't bother me. I don't get jitters. I don't go withdrawal. I don't, you know, it's nothing. I just drink more fluids. I drink water. I drink flavored water with lemonade, or I'll drink iced tea. But if I don't have coffee, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. So I'm not real worried about it. I'll just drink as much as I want to, and, you know, if it wigs me out, sleep's overrated. No problem.
All right.
I can sit there and read a book. I mean, you know, and actually be constructive instead of sleeping. I mean, you know, I come in here and I'll sing and record a song and do something with my time rather than lay there and sleep. Good grief.
Right.
Okay, now that's enough of my ranting. We're going to play some Cal Smith. And you're all going to go, who? And I'm going to say, I don't know, but that's his name. Cal Smith. He's a country singer, evidently. And this song is called I Found Someone of My Own.
I got up this morning, and while I was having my coffee, my woman came in and sat down by my side. With tears in her eyes, she said, I've a confession to make. And I said, woman, speak what's on your mind. She said, I found somebody new to take your place. I said, don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own. You know those lonely nights when you left me all alone. Oh, my new love would call and comfort me on the telephone. And I said, darling, if that's the way it's gotta be, oh, sweet woman, don't you worry about me. She said, I found somebody new to take your place. I said, don't feel so all alone. I found someone of my own. I got up from the table. I reached down and wiped the tears from her face. I put out my cigarette, turned and walked away. She said, I found somebody new to take your place. I said, don't feel so all alone. I found someone of mine. Said, I found somebody new to take your place.
is not the way you want to spend breakfast time. You just don't want to do that. Golly. She could have had better timing. You know, morning coffee just ain't the right time. There is no right time. Good grief, what am I saying? You don't do it. There is no right time. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay. I mean, if you're having a real bad problem like physical abuse or something like that, just take a baseball bat and whack the sucker in the head, you know? Don't break it to him gently over coffee in the morning. Good grief. Okay, I've had my rant. Now I'm done. Oh, man. All right. Okay, it get the Kleenexes out. You know, when I got this song, and there was a couple others in here, and I got those, and I told John this morning that we were gonna help the tissue company out with some profits today. He laughed. So this is one of the profits songs. So get your tissues out, and I think just about this song makes me cry. So get your tissues out. The blanket statement, everybody, get your tissues. You are going to need them, okay? This is called If I Could Be Where You Are. And it is a tribute song to Elvis. Cry, baby, cry.
Is there a way I can
much love for Elvis. Mountains and mountains of love. Isn't it wonderful? I love it. And the video to that song, that was Enya, by the way. The video to that song has quotes from Elvis printed all through it. They go by so fast that you can't finish reading most of them. But some of them are short enough that you can. And one of them that struck me was love and warmth. That is what everyone is looking for. Isn't that true? That is so true. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Cry time's over. Wipe your eyes, put your tissues away, and knock it off. So here you go. Oh, my God. Larry Cunningham. Oh, no, don't put your tissues away yet. I know you guys like Jim Reeves. So don't put your tissues away. This is a tribute song to Jim Reeves by Larry Cunningham.
In Nashville, down Tennessee, a plane crashed through the trees. And in that fatal air crash was a singing star named Reeves. Now, Gentleman Jim was our idol, with a sweet voice, soft and low. On one of his first big hits was the tune, "We'll Have to Go." I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Now, Jim, we like your love songs, which we listen to for so long. For we know that you live the past in each sentimental song. You gave great feeling to the words in your smooth and dreamy way. A love's message of understanding you left above the clay. I'll forgive many things in my lifetime, but my darling, I won't forgive you. You didn't forget the lonely ones who seldom have much to say. You made their lives more cheerful in your quiet, compelling way. Memories you rekindled of our dear ones out of sight, when you sang with deep emotion of the friend you missed that night. I'd rather be lonely and wait for you only, sweetheart, how I miss you tonight. Now, Jim, we mourn your passing. There was no time for goodbye. But when the tragic news was heard, tears fell from many a night. We know you wish to say farewell to your family and fans as well. So on your behalf, we say goodbye in the words you once often sung. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend.
We lost so many plane wrecks. You know, it just, don't get in a little plane. Just don't do it. too much that happened. I lost an uncle and a cousin in a plane wreck. He was a pilot. And they still can't figure out whether he did it on purpose or it was an accident because of airflow. But little planes scare me to death. They just, big planes, no problem. I got no problem with big planes. Little planes scare me to death. Man, man. Too much happens with little planes. Too many people we've lost. And think of how many more people we've lost that weren't famous and we don't know about, like my uncle. Wow. The mind doth boggled us. Okay. Here's another show band, guys. This is a royal show band. I have no idea why. It's an older song. And you know what? When John sent me this morning, it said video unavailable. So I went in and found it. Different browsers. Right? Okay. This is Don't Lose Your Huckabuck Shoes. Now pay attention.
Oh, well, baby, you're just looking fine with me.
Hey!
Giving all you got, it seems to me.
Hey!
And we'll keep dancing, dancing, dancing with the way I move. Keep on moving, don't lose your huckabuck shoes. Oh, well, a girl like you are very hard to find.
Hey!
Huckabuckin', baby, you're mine.
Shoes. This is sad. I can't handle this situation. You need huckabuck shoes. Why? I have no idea on God's green earth why, but you need huckabuck shoes.
Well, where do you think you're going to find those in this era?
I have absolutely no freaking idea.
Run an ad.
Now, I have cowboy boots. Would that work? No, too stiff.
Nope.
Too stiff. Yeah, my high heel sandals ain't going to work either. So I'm going to have to search for some huckabuck shoes. I'm not quite sure what they are, but I got to find some huckabuck shoes. So, Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. party. Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to imagine what Huckabuck shoes look like. Let's see. Oh, I know. Woven soles held onto your feet with twine. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Interregistering or United Us, I'm not sure.
Or how about flip-flops? You could tie flip-flops on your foot.
Well,
that
might have to work for now. That might have to work.
Oh, I know what Huckabuck shoes could be. Remember when we were kids and we used to wear what we called tennis shoes? All they were was canvas uppers with rubber or some kind of sole on them. Sometimes they had treads, sometimes they didn't, and you wore them until you had holes in them.
Yeah, and they were always white. Yeah.
Well, no, I had black ones, too, and blue ones.
Well, I didn't get colored ones until later.
Oh, well, I did. I had a cousin who took a new pair, and they wore a hole in it right where her little toe comes through, and she took patches, iron-on patches, and put patches all over her shoes and started a new fad at school. It was kind of funky. It was really kind of cool. So, I went home and wanted to do it, and Mama wouldn't let me. But, you know, hey, that's all right. What works in Derry, Idaho doesn't work in Spokane. So, you know. There's only a 2-hour time difference, but it's a world of difference when it comes to lifestyle. So, you know, small town country to a medium-sized city. Huh.
Yeah.
That's all right. I grew up in Spokane, but I spent summers in Derry and Moscow, Idaho. And I'll take Derry and Moscow any day. Spokane's growing way too fast, got too many things going. It's too much anymore. But I haven't been to Derry and Moscow in so long that they could be really crappy now, too. Who knows? Anyway, okay, now that we've figured out what Huckabuck shoes are, and you can't throw them away, you patch them. You don't throw them away, you patch them. Okay? So that works. How about a song? And this is from way back when. Now, I know from the 70s, we remember a song called Patches. Okay. But this is a different song called Patches. This one is by Dickie Lee, and it's about his girl that his parents won't let him see. So here you go.
That flows by the coal yard, stand wooden houses with shutters torn down. There lives a girl everybody calls Patches. Patches, my darling, of Oceany Town. We plan to marry when June brought the summer. I couldn't wait to make Patches my bride. Now I don't see how that ever can happen. My folks say no, and my heart breaks inside. As I think of that shanty and pretty Patches there watching the door, she doesn't know.
was found floating face down in that dirty old river that flows by the coal yards in old shanty town.
Now that's sad. That is,
yes, is.
Sad. Man, and it happens. That's the worst part about it, is it does happen. You know, sometimes people can't stand to lose people they love, and they decide that's the only thing they can do. And it really isn't. It's not. It's like my mama says. My mama says it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't do it. It's going to change. It's going to change.
Right.
I wish my sister had heard that message before she did her thing, but she may have been told and just didn't hear it. You know what I mean? Anyway, John always remembers how much I love yodeling. Oh, yeah. So this is Kenny Archer. Doing the country.
If you like that country yodel, listen to my song. Even you don't know the words, you can hum along. When you get right to that yodel, I'll tell you what to do. Clap your hands and keep in time and try the yodel too. I was listening to a country show on the local radio. That's when I heard Slim Whitman sing those lovely yodeling songs. And I want to learn to yodel, and yodel all day long. Well, I got myself some records of Whitman's country songs. I listened and I practiced and tried to sing along. For days and weeks and months on end, I've yodeled. Could yodel in harmony. Shows all across the land. When I'm out there on the stage, that's where I belong. I'll sing a few old country songs and yodel all night long. First time that I heard that yodel many years ago, I was listening to a country show.
Mighty fine yodeling.
Oh,
good stuff.
Oh, help. That kind of came from Brother Where Art Thou, just slightly different words, but that's okay. I don't know why this weird stuff stays in my head, just falls out of my mouth at the strangest times, but that's how she goes. Okay. I'm done with coffee for the day, guys. That has to be it. I got to quit.
Thank you. You better go take a nap.
I need to go have a peanut butter sandwich and soak some of that up or something. Anyway, I have, and I have always loved this. This is fantastic. This is a female ETA. And I think this is the first time I've seen her name. It's Jacqueline Feilich. And she bills herself as she is the king. And you know what? I love watching her. I love listening to her. And they have put her together in a virtual. Yeah, I know. I'm a little strange off the wall, but that's okay. That's what you got. Anyway, they put her together with Elvis doing Edge of Reality.
I walk alone a thin line, darling. Dark shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream, life's disillusion. The edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing, the edge of reality.
I like that. I like that. There's another one they did that sounds a little better because the balance is better. This one, you can pretty much hear her, and you can't hear Elvis much. But in the video, you know, they're side by side, and you can see them both. I think I did hear a duet that they put together that it was more balanced, and you could hear Elvis a little better. So yeah. It's just all in how it goes, guys. It's all in how it goes, you know. So I'm going to play one more, and then it'll be time to say goodbye. Because it's just gone by like that.
Yep. Been good.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the Indians. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Life is what you make it.
Here we go. Life is what you make it. It's all up to you. You take it or leave it, be happy or blue. Don't hang around with a frown on your face. But life is what you make it, there's no time to waste. Try to be happy when tears start to fall. You will be laughing at no time at all. When you see trouble, just turn around and run.
God, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, okay. And I was older and I understood what he was saying, jerk face, so taking a baseball bat to him. But he's gone now, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. Anyway, hey, guys, I hope you had a great time because I did. I had a fantastic time. Okay, what show do we want next week? Tiny Tim.
Oh, God, no. No.
How about Johnny Cash?
I'll take that.
Johnny Cash and Roy Rogers and the King of the Cowboys and Hopalong Cassidy and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, who is it? Gene Autry, that was it. Gene Autry. Honey, anybody you want to come up with is going to be just fine. Let's do a country version. See how that flies.
Seems like everyone loves Tiny Tim. Everybody likes Tiny Tim on here.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So you can sleep in.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think we'll do a whole show of Tiny Tim, though. Maybe two or three songs, and that might be just enough. But thank you, everybody, for joining me because I had a fantastic time. I hope you had half as much fun as I did because then you had a great time. And thank you, everybody out in Internet land. I hope you had a fun time and that your music bones are a-twitching and will get you through to the gospel show on Sunday because so have a great time. May God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and bring you peace. Stay safe, stay well, and I'll see you later. Bye.
Good night, Aunt. Good night.
Night, baby girl.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all can give. For just as long as I live, I'm yours. No arms but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat. With every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, and as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath, now and forever, sweetheart.
all